Hello everyone, so I'm going to talk about my love life in the future. I decided that I won't be able to date most of the people who would consider dating me, because I understand that in our society there are many people who don't have the understandings on how to love somebody extraordinary like me, how to express joy to somebody like to an extraordinary person like me, how to express peace to somebody extraordinary like me, how to express kindness to someone extraordinary like me, how to express goodness to someone extraordinary like me, how to express gentleness to someone extraordinary like me, how to express gentleness to someone extraordinary like me, and how to express extraordinariness to how to express extraordinariness to someone extraordinary like me, and how to express self-control to someone extraordinary like me. I express gentleness to someone extraordinary like me. They don't understand Black extraordinariness, autism extraordinariness, abuse survivor thriver extraordinariness, and, you know, gender and sex diversity extraordinariness too. They don't know how to understand polymath genius extraordinariness that I have. And in the dating pool, my pickings are slimmer than slim to none, which means that I have these particular understandings that the only women that can, and the only people that can best understand the joys and traumas of being Black, the joys and traumas of being autistic, the joys and traumas of being of gender and sex diversity, the joys and traumas of being and be survivor thriver, as well as the joys and traumas of being a polymath genius, would be autism moms. So I figured out, that's no diss to any other groups of people, but autism moms dating pool is close to being slim to none than people like myself who are neurodiverse. And I take no pleasure, no fun, and no joy in saying such things. But what I can tell you is this. Is that autism moms and a person autistic like myself, we often have slimmer than slim to none chances of romance, sensuality, even eroticism. And so I think with my love life that it would be something where I have to, and I do embrace the fact that in order for me to be able to have an autism, that means I will have to refrain from adult filmography, adult videography. Triple X discography, Triple X cinematography, and what I mean is that another way of saying is basically I have to refrain from having a pornographic career, from having a career in, you know, from porn performing is basically what I mean. That means porn directing can't, and porn distributing can't, porn selling can't, porn marketing can't. I may have to give up webcam modeling as an aspiration, because most autism moms want a man like myself who doesn't do adult porn for a living, who doesn't do adult erotica for a living. Some autism moms may view it or read it or watch it, but to actually be with a person that for a living, that's what they have sex with other people and you can see it on camera for a living, that's where most of them draw the line. Now, for me, not all autism moms are the same. But in terms of the dating pool of autism moms, usually they want to have sex with a man that they are monogamously committed to, that doesn't have the kind of sex where billions of people can easily view it, that does not make them horophobic, and that does not make them of the hierarchy. It's just that most people are not able to handle the porn performing lifestyle. And I say lifestyle not religiously, but how people live their lives. This is what I mean in that case. I feel there's a smaller percentage of autism moms who would go for a guy who has either done porn before or is going to do it, but that's a very small very small, numerically speaking. So with autism moms, I know that even though I had excellent intentions and wanting to create and do adult films that are artfully therapeutic to people with sexual, erotic, and sensual hurts and hang-ups, I know that an autism mom dating pool, I think they would appreciate it, and at the same time, meaning simultaneously, they would prefer to have the kind of sex where nobody else is watching but just us two. And so I'm realistic about the autism mom dating pool. Do I have any qualms about giving up these aspirations when I truly have companionate love for somebody in terms of limerence and infatuation? I dare say no, I don't have any qualms, I don't have any problems with it, because to be honest with you, even further, I have been thinking about how I'm not sure if the porn industry will change anytime soon. If it did, I would still have to consider how would I ever be safe in that kind of world, you know, which is a very unwordable reality. There isn't a word for it, so to contemplate that would be just intricacy is an understatement. So far, it just doesn't seem like it's changing anytime soon. Because many times people have talked to mainstream porn about itself in terms of some of what they do. And when I say some of what they do, I mean some of the adult videos that they do. And there's always human rights concerns, equal rights concerns, civil and political rights concerns, economic, social, cultural rights concerns, and violations of sex workers' rights kind of concerns. So I feel that the direction that I'm going in is more than likely, meaning highly likely, I'll end up with an autism mom as my life partner. I think what it would be like for us to have a dating life, I understand the concept of children on the spectrum of autism, and we would gladly make sure that they're safe while we have our couple's time, our alone time. And I'm an excellent judge of character, so would she be. With autism moms, I'm talking about ones that I got to know that I wasn't involved with, but, you know, when you're a child and even when you're an adult and you meet certain families that have autistic people in them, you meet more autism moms and autism dads, because there's more of autism moms and autism dads. From my experience, that's not true for everybody's experience. I'm just talking about mine. And for me, I do understand that some people would be concerned about, don't you think it's predatory or perpetrating? I'm like, no, she wouldn't think that either. And never that. And she would go, why would you even ask such a pointless question like that? Meaning people who would try to create issue out of even autism mom, I understand the stress, chronic stress, psychological stress of being autism mom. You don't trust a lot of people with your children, and you have trouble finding the right people to look after your kids while you go on your date night. And sometimes when I'll be spending time with her, whoever the autism mom may be, she may have her children tag along. And I'm the kind of person that I'm okay with that, because I get that stress. My biological mother's an autism mom, so I knew autism mothers growing up. So I'm not weirded out by the autism mother life. And then how to find neurodiverse friendly employment for yourself, even if you're not on the spectrum, because being autism mom, sometimes I gotta take off work and come back. And how do I, how do I leave work without being written up for always being late or being fired for being late? Because when you're a parent of children with special needs, that's not an easy thing to do, which is to also the reality of being able to make sure that your job is understanding, to make sure that your neighbors are understanding, to make sure that, being a parent of children are labeled special needs by society can be traumatic because of how the world may treat your kids, actually and or potentially. So I would work around that. Besides, I'm not saying that women who have children are better off than the women without children. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, that I'm saying that the women who that I've gotten to know, autism moms, truly understand me best and have have truly treated me the best and have truly know me well the best. So in my situation, to have a love life with an autism mom would definitely be an honor for herself and myself. It's not because of desperation, not because of trauma complexes, not because of anger, not because of sadness, not because of frustration, not because of irritation, not because of arrogance, not because of self-hatred, not because of ingratitude, and not because of mental health conditions, and not because of what happened to me in my childhood, not because of my sexual past. It has everything to do with I get to know people. So yes, to be with an autism mom is something that I do not take lightly, and it is not something that I am frivolous about. When I think about how, because of where I am in my internal consciousness, I know that I have what it takes to be the kind of life partner that can help a child who feels that I'm cursed type of trauma complex. In other words, they may think to themselves, wow, my certain genetic and chromosomal conditions makes me inadequate. You know, wow, tuberous sclerosis and Fragile X syndrome is why my brain is so bad type of trauma complex. And I think for me, I would definitely have to understand that her children may be nonverbal, while her children may be conversational. Thank you. you know, I don't mind helping a lot in terms of the daily lives, the autism moms and the autistic children. Then there's some who, in terms of the kids that who become adults, they may be able to live and work with no support or even very little support. So to appreciate the developmental milestones with her would be definitely a badge of honor for me. You know, they may have core morbidity, having other diagnoses along with autism too. And to make sure that they keep gaining new skills and not lose the skills they had previously. That's what matters to me too. So how my love life with an autism mom would be really simple. We will help them with responding to their names. We will help them show facial expressions. We will help them play simple interactive games. We will help them with appropriate gestures. We will help them share appropriate interests with others. We will help them show people something appropriately interesting. We will help them notice when others are upset or hurt. We will help them notice other children and join them in play. We will help them pretend to be something else, even though they're still being themselves, like a superhero teacher. We will help them sing, to dance, and to act. We will help them line up toys and other objects and not get upset when orders change, but to make it clear that order is beautiful. And we'll help them repeat words or phrases over and over called echolalia, as long as they understand the importance of having caring tongues. And kind tongues. They will also be taught how to use their controlled tongues. You know, we will help them play with toys the same way in different ways every time. We'll help them be focused on parts of objects and the entire objects. We'll help them not get upset by minor changes. We'll help them have healthy obsessive interests. We'll help them follow certain needful routines. We will help them with stimming with appropriate audiences at appropriate times and appropriate environments. We will help them react well to the way things sound, smell, taste, look, and feel. So we'll definitely help them with healthy eating and sleeping habits. We'll help them with healthy mood and healthy emotional reactions. We will help them to have compassionate language skills and wholesome movement skills. We'll help them have suitable cognitive skills and necessary learning skills and will help them to be active in terms of having the right amount of energy, will help them to be of attentive behavior, will help them to be to not be impulsive or compulsive. We'll definitely make sure we have specialists to help out with any gastrointestinal issues, and we'll help them to conquer fear while feeling the fear. So all those things will definitely grow our love, because it's easy to divorce when you have a parent that doesn't understand and the other one does. But I don't think she'll feel like, meaning my autism mom companion, oh my, I can't believe I have to mother another autistic person. I have to mother my man. No, if anything, I would help her learn more about the spectrum by me just being who and what I am. And what I've learned is this: we will definitely do developmental behavioral screening, and for, you know, during regular well child visits together, and we'll have them screened specifically for diagnoses, is not to stigmatize them, so we can develop a team around them to help them. And we have screening tools and specialists and child development. That'll be part of our team. We'll have an occupational therapist, speech language pathologist, child psychologist, a developmental pediatrician, and trained specialist, and looking at the child's development to really help us out. Genetic counseling and testing is what we'll have to do, along with doctors and nurses, to just make sure we get additional screening. And nobody can belittle the child, that's for certain. Developmental monitoring and screening, language, movement, and thinking skills, and behaviors and emotions in terms of these questions, and healthcare professionals, community professionals, school setting professionals are all of what's going to be a part of our lives together, getting materials and programs and resources, publications, data visualization tools, assessing services, treatment and intervention services, what we're going to be doing together, early intervention services, absolutely, special education services, no doubt about that. We'll help them overcome high rates of unemployment or underemployment. We'll help them overcome low participation in education beyond high school. We'll help them, if they live with family members or relatives, even us, hey, that's fine. If they can live on their own, that's fine too, man. The right people won't protect our kids with us. We're going to be the primary protectors. Limited opportunity for community or social activities. Nearly 40% spend little or no time with friends. We're going to change that. helping us start movements about these things. Make sure our kids eat well, exercise, get enough rest, drink plenty of water, have complete exercise care, including regular physical and dental checkups, is what we're going to be doing with them. Study to explore early development, SEED. We're going to do that with our kids together too. You know, I feel like the publications, the accessing services and living with ASD, I think that I feel like the great deal of stress won't get to us because I'm so kind and patient that it won't ruin our lives at all. No breakups, no divorce, no emancipation. So, I'm just really understanding what I'm signing up for. That's why I'm so quiet sometimes when I do podcasting. And for this episode, let me get back. So, when I, so when I look at everything about our love, I think it's something I need to handle. I don't care that the autism mom, future life partner of mine, is not a virgin. I don't focus on her sex life in the past. I focus on the sex life she'll be having with me. I don't care that she got pregnant by someone else and or others. I'm focusing on the family man life that we share together. That's what is most meaningful to me. And I'll say this. When I look at what happened between us, myself and her, in closing, I'll say that myself and her, we're going to make sure that we and the children of ours will leave fulfilling lives on our own terms together. And in the end, I say this. I think that it's wonderful that I have the courage to be with somebody that most people would not want to be with. Shame on them. That's what I can say for certain. You know, okay, let me get more in depth. Here we go. So, me and her, my autism mom companion, we will fight the stereotype of atypical speech patterns and tone of voice for ASD. We will fight the stereotype of late development of speech skills for ASD. We'll fight the stereotype of difficulty maintaining responding to conversation within ASD. We will fight the difficulty of limited eye contact with those with ASD. We will fight the stereotype of limited response to social interaction within ASD. We will fight the repetitive speech and behavior patterns for those with ASD. We will fight the stereotype of difficulty in understanding other people's feelings and expressing their own within ASD. Needing to go through a predictable routine each day. There's nothing wrong with that. Lining up or arranging toys or objects in an orderly way. Nothing wrong with that. A hyper-focus on a specific topic, such as cars or train timetables. Nothing wrong with that. Preoccupation with particular objects, such as a toy or household item. Nothing wrong with that. Pattern movement, such as rock from side to side. There's nothing wrong with that. So, I look forward to strengthening our neurodiverse love each day, myself, my autism mom, companion, and our children. I very rarely date because most people in the society are into gaining the whole world and losing their souls. Yes, I have a work-life balance, and no, I don't live a sedentary lifestyle, and no, I'm not a workaholic at the same time. Most people allow themselves to be polluted by the world. And most people are obsessed with pride and personal independence to the extremes. Most people are obsessed with happiness at any cost. Most people are obsessed with power. Most people are obsessed with pursuing personal needs to the exclusion of the marginalized. Most people are obsessed with strength without feeling. Most people are obsessed with deception being socially acceptable and spiritually acceptable to them. Most people are obsessed with personal peace being pursued without concern for the world's chaos. And most people personify and embody weak commitments. Most people can't handle someone poor in spirit like me. Most people can't handle someone mourning MORUNING like me. Most people can't handle my meekness. Most people can't handle my righteousness. Most people can't handle my heart of mercy. Most people can't handle that I'm pure in heart. And most people can't handle the fact that I was persecuted. Most people can't handle the fact that I'm a peacemaker. Now, I understand 100% why I very rarely date.